It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a dog. And that was the Beatles. Good group, by the way. Today, we're going to talk about something similar to music, which is an audio control surface. Basically, what an audio control surface is a human interface device, short for HID, you know, for the slow people. Well, it allows the user to control a digital audio workstation or other digital applications. A control surface will contain one or more controls that can assign two perimeters in the software. Wow. That's a very, very, very good, a very good piece of equipment we have here. But it can play any numbers of functions in the audio chain, many aspects of music, and they are virtual instruments, samplers, signal processors, mixers, console automation, DJ software, and sequencer applications. Well, I'm convinced that I'm going to get this when I save my money up. And you should too. It's very resourceful for music, and it does pretty much about everything. Well, signing off. Have a nice day and enjoy music and life.
Thanks, Dominic, for that info on control services. It was very informative, yet very retarded at the same time. All right, my name is Travis Mann, and today I'll be talking about audio interfaces. In simplest terms, an audio interface is used for connecting both input and output of audio signals in and out of your computer. It bridges the gap from analog to digital. Audio interfaces are commonly equipped with mic preamps, line inputs, and a variety of other input options. There are three current protocols used for connecting digital audio interfaces to your computer: PCI, FireWire, and USB. Each has its own advantages. PCI is an expansion card format. The interface consists either entirely or in part of an expansion card that mounts into a slide inside your computer. USB audio interfaces have its own advantages that it's easy just to connect the cable between your interface and your computer, and you're ready to work. In fact, some interfaces can even draw power. They need not be plugged in to a power cable. USB interfaces tend to be inexpensive. However, they work with at high resolutions. If you need a lot of inputs and outputs, or if you need to send a lot of audio channels back and forth between your computer and your interface, USB may not be the format for you. The advantage of the FireWire audio interfaces is plug and play. Has enough capacity to carry tons of audio tracks at any sample rate of resolution and has easy expansion. You can just plug in another interface and have more inputs and outputs. You don't have to open your computer or to install the interface.